Like it might be a push or a block against Cass City here. Let's listen in. Foul looks like it's going to be on number two, Cody Orban, with the reach.
Check that. That'd be Cody Ross.
Cody Ross, number 12. That's his first. And Cass City's fifth on the night. It'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Shooty passing this one in. Feeds it into Zwemmer. Quick jump shot and rims out. No good. Rebound Israelson. Here comes Orban. And he passes over to Curtis Dickinson, who sets for the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Lakers. Kaczynski. Shooty brings it up for the green and white. Over to his left. Back to Kaczynski. Dribbles once. Feeds it into Zwemmer. Goes into the lane. Goes for a little bit of a runner. Rolls it in. Paul Zwemmer has a very soft touch, and that ball, every time it goes through that rim, it circles the entire rim very softly, maybe 540 degrees.
You know, at the outset, I said that these two teams are like mirror images of each other, and it's kind of fun to watch it going back and forth, basically the same attack and the same defense.
Lucas Schenk in the game now at the top of the key, running the offense with 320. They're running Orban on the wing now as a shooting guard. Now cutting through the down the baseline, feeds it into him on the right wing, feeds it into Israelson, going against Zwemmer. Tries there, Zwemmer cuts off the lane. This one rims out, hits about four parts of the cylinder, no good, rebound Zwemmer.
I think that was about three quarters in, and somehow popped out.
Shooty brings it up, kicks it over to Kaczynski, feeds it into Zwemmer, high post, down to the low post to Nick Post, and it's blocked right from the get-go by Jacob Perry. Here comes Cass City, 2:45 left in the second quarter. It's 20-11 after a three from Schenk nearly goes in, Jacob Perry nearly goes in and out, and the score remains Lakers 20, Cass City 11. Guardian kicks it over to Zwemmer, over to the left wing to Shooty for three. This one's off the mark, and rebound Dickinson. Here comes Cass City with a little momentum behind them. They trail by 9 points to the home team, the green and white. 2:20 left before halftime. Orban for three from the left corner. This one's up. Oh, no good. And easy rebound by Zwemmer, who had a blockout against Israelson. Israelson is listed at 6'8". Zwemmer at 6'5". Both juniors. And the importing pass to Zwemmer is over his head and the hands of maroon jersey. Top of the key now is Schenk. Favoring his right side. Over to Dickinson. Orban from the left wing trying to feed it to Israelson. They finally get in there. Dickinson resets the offense and gives it back to Orban. And the inbound pass from Lucas Schenk into the right post is stolen by Shooty. Here come the Lakers. 90 seconds before halftime. It's 20-11. Lakers lead.
Lakers are slowing it down a little bit, trying to keep the tempo.
Zwemmer now at the high post, directing traffic from there, gets the pass, and then they feed it back to him, goes right down the lane, puts it off the backboard. This one's no good. Loose ball still, and Lakers gets it. Heads up play there from Nick Post, also the quarterback for this football team. Nick Post underneath the defense, goes right down the lane, goes for the reverse Micah, and this one is blocked with authority by Israelson, who doesn't even acknowledge the fact that he blocked it with authority. And now we have Laker ball underneath their own hoop as number 10 and number 5, Kaczynski and Post check out for the Lakers. Binder is back in. Guardian checks out. Andrew Mead is back in. So out there for Lakers right now. We have Shooty, Zwemmer, Binder, Guardian, and Mead. And, number 32, Steve Kaczynski. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. It's 20-11, Lakers by 9 over Cass City. Andrew Mead being the point guard, top of the key, over to Shooty off the wing. 50 seconds. Now Andrew Mead in the left corner, kicks it back up to Shooty, top of the key. Nearly took the three, decided to slow things down. Trying to go for the last shot here. 40 seconds remain before halftime.
Cass City's packing it in with their 2-1-2 zone.
They're passing it right around the entire perimeter. Andrew Mead feeds it into Zwemmer. Across the lane, and it's actually stolen by Dickinson with 30 seconds to go. And now over to Schenk, back up to number 4, Hartwick, top of the key. Over to the right wing to Dickinson. Schenk Jacob Perry to Orban, feeds it to Israelson, going against Zwemmer. Goes up for the left-handed layup. This one, mini hook, and no good. Rebound, Zwemmer. Chucks this one all the way down the court to Steve Kaczynski from the left post. Goes up with a shot. This one's no good. 2 seconds left. And that is how the half is going to end. As they let the shot go off for Orban from behind half court, it went in about halfway into the rim and rimmed out. And the first half is in the books. Lakers leads by 9. Lakers 20, Cass City 9. We'll break down the first half for you on WLEW Sports right after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hi folks, Todd Bowers here from More Motor Sales in Caro. We have the lowest prices of any Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb area. Our award-winning service department specializes in Cummins and Power Stroke diesel engines. Our body shop quality of work is second to none, always with a loaner car at no charge. So if it's a new diesel, work on your current diesel, or body work on any model, just think of your friends at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
It's halftime in Laker country, and the Lakers are leading 20-11, a 9-point lead headed into halftime, and mostly because Cass City only scored 2 points in the entire second quarter, John.
You know something? If offense is your thing, this is not going to be your game. But the beauty of this game is simply this. You have two heavyweights just slugging it out with each other. and you know, I like this kind of style anyways. The whistle, which is, would be considered a slow whistle, and I think it's going exactly the way Lakers would love it to go. Cassidy looks a little frustrated out there. Cody Orban, who normally